This is Electronic Braille. Reimagine the revolution of the Canute 360. I don't know what more you need to know about Bristol Braille and Ed Rogers, except that they're the recipients of the Jacob Bellotten Award. But you should know that Ed especially has been at this convention for many years now. He is a relatively quiet guy, but he's carrying around a very powerful idea, and more importantly, you shouldn't be fooled by the fact that he might be a quiet guy. He is bringing that idea into being, a Braille display that has 360 cells. What more do you need than that? Here to talk to us about the product, not just accept our praises, is Ed Rogers.
Louis Braille, what's his name? Slayton Stylus, what's his game? They tried to stop him, but he adopted the code that...
Thank you, Mark. So we've been told by all sorts of people that they've been waiting for decades. So we have built, as you just heard, a multi-line Braille e-reader. It has 9 lines, 40 cells each. That's 360 cells of refreshable Braille. And the cost, well, it's on sale in the UK at the moment for just over $2,000. It's called the Canute 360. This has been in development for 7 years. Now, we are a not-for-profit company from Bristol in England. The Canute project has been an open and collaborative effort with associations of Braillists across the US, the UK, and across the rest of the world. Our common goal, all of us involved, has been to make an affordable machine that had increased the use of Braille everywhere. The Canute 360 has hard Braille. It's like signage Braille. So it's easy to feel, even for some people with neuropathy or other, who might find softer Braille more difficult. It has quite wide line spacing, again, making it easy for learners to keep tracking the line. It reads BRF files off an SD or USB stick. Any BRF files, in fact, anything you'd send to an embosser, anything that you would have sent through your normal transcription software. It's a drop-in replacement for stacks of paper Braille when you don't have the space for that. And we know not everyone has an entire room available for paper Braille. there's even a preset in Duxbury for the Canute now, which we're very pleased with. So you can output it directly. You can insert bookmarks, you navigate by page number. In other words, it's an e-book reader. It's a very stripped down, plain device for reading your BRF, your high quality transcribed Braille files. So how many people here use Braille music, can I ask? Slightly more on that side. You could read the left hand and the right hand of a piano piece without having to shuttle up and down, and without having to carry 3 cubic feet of paper with you everywhere you go if you're a traveling musician. Also, I get to say this because I didn't think I'd be able to, but we are happy to be working with Dancing Dots, hopefully, in the very near future for good feel. So multi-line Braille is also critical for technical subjects, as I'm sure most of you know. How about generating a complex equation in Nemeth and viewing it on one display? You can track up and down the columns and see how they add up or divide. How about, just for the sake of it, generating 2 complex equations and putting them next to each other, still on the same display? And about the sciences? Well, we're just beginning to find out how useful multi-line Braille, refreshable Braille, will be in those subjects. One of the best uses for a 360 cell display is tables. When you've got 40 cells in a line and 9 lines, you can present timetables, times tables as well, spreadsheets, whether they're from Duxbury or BrailleBlast or your own favorite transcription software. You can present the sports results for a whole league on one screen, or a whole month of a calendar on one screen. Back in Britain, there's a friend of mine who is a programmer. She's going to be using it to review log files. And that might sound like a mundane usage or something, but it's actually critical how much faster that can make someone's job, a professional programmer, being able to scroll down a log file. But we haven't even begun to see how powerful this could be for coding. With all the correct white space and indentation, think about trying to learn Python or something like that. This is just the beginning of that. And what about graphs and charts and vectors? This isn't what the Knut was designed for. It's designed for Braille. But when you've got spatial Braille, you can start experimenting with bar graphs, with showing route maps. How about floor plans? Now you can really start to experiment with these things. So, and finally, I'd just like to ask, how many people here read Braille for pleasure? Well, not everyone likes to read quadratic equations, and not everyone can read music Braille, but I think everyone can appreciate that it's kind of nice to have a digital display that shows whole paragraphs. You can feel the shape of the paragraph. You get the context. You can have bullet points that are one after the other, and you can compare between them up, running your hand up and down. It keeps all the formatting. It will show a quote block off to one side with all the formatting that you'd expect. In other words, all the things you expect from paper Braille. But to get to this stage has been quite a marathon. I mentioned earlier the support that we received from the NFB and the AAF in order to get this far. All of that is essentially being honored, and we are therefore very honored by receiving the Dr. Jacob Ballotin Award today. And it means an awful lot for our entire team and for all the people, hundreds of people around Britain and America and other places around the world who have been testing this and proving where we went right and where we went wrong. All those times where we made a prototype and we had to drive it 200 miles to somewhere, but it didn't work when we got there, so we had to drive it 200 miles back in the rain on a motorcycle and then drive it all the way back again after we fixed it. So those sorts of things, they really come together when you receive recognition like this. And earlier, of course, this year in CSUN, we were very pleased to receive the Touch of Genius Award as well for the Knut from the National Braille Press. And I wasn't expecting when I first went to see the Touch of Genius in 2016 that I would pick that up, just like I wasn't expecting when I first came to the convention 3 years ago that I would be standing up here getting frightened. So, in fact, we've been very lucky with our partners. We'd be very proud to be working in the United States with the Federation, with the Action Fund, and with the American Printing House, who have the Knut on their stand, who also sponsored us to go through this very complex prototyping process, and we'll hopefully be selling this soon, so watch this space. Outside America, we've been working, in fact, we helped found the Braillists Foundation. Now, this may be unfamiliar to many of you, but this is an organization founded very much inspired by the work that the NFB does. This is a mostly British organization which realized that there wasn't that many people in Britain who were trying to really promote new Braille projects and technologies and to support those inventors. So they've now got 500 members. So we'd like to thank them for all the effort they've put in. Technovision in the UK, our distributor, has recently taken it on sale. The CNIB in Canada, who are making great strides to testing how multi-line Braille will work for Braille libraries, and many others who are just starting their trials now. So, as Mark said, we've been coming for several years now, and it's always been extremely educational. So we owe a great deal to the critique and the feedback we've received over those years. To, in particular, I'm going to name a few, but there have been more. The Technology Evaluation Committee, the R&D Committee, NAPUB, the Braille Music Committee, and of course the American Action Fund and the President's Office itself, but not least all of the members who are in the room today who over the years have come along, and they've tended to spend a lot of time after these committee meetings coming and seeing us trying the machine, showing us what we did wrong and what we did right. And if that hadn't happened, some of you had stayed for up to an hour to tell us what was going wrong and what we needed to do right and what you liked about it. If that hadn't happened, we wouldn't be here now. The machine would not work. So thank you very much. Sorry, is it okay? I've got a couple more. We've got time. Yeah, I've got a few more. So far, we've run trials in 80 schools in England, Scotland and Ireland, and not just schools, but organisations and with individuals. We've been running trials in Europe, in Zambia and parts of India, and of course in Canada, like I just mentioned. We've run trials also in Kentucky, in Boston, in Ohio, and in Baltimore. But now we need to know more about how we will all use multi-line refreshable Braille. Because this is just the start of multi-line refreshable Braille with Canute 360. There's a lot that everyone needs to know about how it's going to impact on Braille production and Braille use. So any organization out there, be it a college, a center, or a printing house, who think that their work or their pleasure reading would be improved by multi-line Braille, we want to hear from you, and we want to run those trials together. We want to know what impact this is going to have, what needs to happen, what standards need to be set. So please talk to us. So I'll leave you on this then. Whether you're an organization or an individual, please get in contact with us. Visit our website, it's bristolbraille.co.uk. You can call us or email us, because we want you to tell us what you have been waiting to do on multi-line Braille displays all these years, because now it's probably possible with a Canute. Thank you. I shall say that, yes. We're currently working out when it's available in the US as well. Thank you, Mark. Watch the space, like I said, but we certainly hope it to be this year, and the sooner the better. So the more of you get in contact, the sooner we can get that underway and we can get sales started. Like I said, we've already started sales, so fingers crossed, watch this space very soon.
Thank you again. Coming in the US later this year, hopefully. Thank you very much, Ed, and congratulations again on this tremendous achievement, one that we've been waiting for. I'm looking forward to having a Canute on my desk. So.